From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The cost of higher education is forcing some students to make choices between school expenses and basic needs. A recent study by student hunger advocacy groups found 48% of students surveyed at 34 colleges had experienced food insecurity in the last month. Now, some schools are trying to step in. From Seattle, Jeannie Cecil Moore reports on a program at the University of Washington for students who need food assistance.
University of Washington senior Taylor Herring combines grants and part-time work to cover tuition and necessities. But towards the end of the quarter, his account gets pretty low.
I think my second quarter here, after going through my first quarter of running out of food, I was like, well, do I need to buy this book? I mean, it's so expensive, whereas I know later on down the line I might need that.
At the University of Washington in Seattle, students pay more than $25,000 for in-state tuition and living expenses. Even with financial aid and part-time work, sometimes it's still not enough.
You kind of don't think, oh, food insecurity is a problem I'm going to be facing. You expect that it's going to be your grades and the homework load.
UW launched a food pantry in 2015 and served more than 250 students fall quarter. More and more schools nationally are setting up food banks, too. The College and University Food Bank Alliance fights student hunger. Since 2014, its membership has doubled, with almost 400 campuses participating. Priya Saxena is setting up tables of food for shoppers. She's a grad student who helps run the food pantry at UW.
A lot of students are older, they're supporting their own families, and so serving those students and hearing from them that they had a concern with food insecurity is kind of where we got started.
Food insecurity is just one issue that students face.
I've heard everything from students living out of their cars to couch surfing.
Marisa Herrera is director of the university's Kelly Ethnic Cultural Center. It's one of several campus partners behind the food pantry.
I think everyone can relate to being hungry. At least you can kind of empathize with what that might be like if you're a college student trying to get your degree, but also just trying to make it.
Taylor Herring, the UW student, will graduate a year early this spring and plans to apply to law school. In Seattle, I'm Jenny Cecil Moore for Marketplace.